Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. Well, this week, the Lord has placed on my heart a message that I'm going to continue today and perhaps tomorrow on divine strategies in warfare. And we, as we closed yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at the book of Ezra. We want to go into that today. But beloved, my heart has been burdened because many of God's people are moving into a new place. You know, the time is short. And so God, we're asking Him to do a quick work in our lives. We are praying many. God is raising up prayer groups across this nation, across the world. We are praying for revival, praying that our loved ones would be saved, praying for the glory of the Lord to be revealed, that the harvest would come in, and that all that God desires to see accomplished before the return of Jesus will occur in our lives. He's maturing His bride. We are growing up in the things of God. We're moving in that realm of power and anointing and authority that God has provided for us. We've heard it preached for a long time, but you know, isn't it a wonderful thing when you finally start moving into that yourself? You begin to lay hold and grasp deep spiritual truths that you've heard about but have been hidden from your experience, that you've not actually possessed what the Word says. Well, God is moving by His Spirit, and things are speeding up, not just in the natural in terms of the evil and the wickedness of the hour in which we're living, but what God is doing in the church. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. Hallelujah. Gentiles shall come to the brightness of your rising. Gentiles being the unsaved, because we are of one in Christ, Jew and Greek, and male and female. There is no distinction. We're one in Christ Jesus. And so it's my burden that you have understanding when you go through spiritual trials. It's not because you've done something wrong, you've blown it, but that if you are advancing in terms of your walk in the Lord, moving into higher ground, well, the enemy is going to do whatever he can to hinder you. Remember the great apostle Paul. He talked about warfare. He said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He spoke to the Thessalonians. He said, I would have come to you once and again, but Satan hindered us. That's why he could speak so effectively, and that's why when I say we have divine strategies, they're in the Word of God of how we can be successful in our spiritual battles. So instead of throwing up our hands in despair and anxiety and distrust and doubt when battles come, we should rejoice in the strength of Jesus, because He's going to show us the right. He's out of every trial, He'll make a way of escape. And so when we are besieged with every kind of negative thought, when sorrows come, when temptations are all around us, we can call on God for complete victory. These aren't just my words. This is what the Word of God says. We are more than conquerors in Him. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And instead of following the natural man or the carnal man, what do? We want to wallow in self-pity. That's exactly what we do. I was very good at that for many, many years. And we wallow in self-pity of what we haven't yet achieved or what we've given up in the past. We should actually take inventory of what God has given to us, what blessings He has bestowed upon us, and spend that time that we would the enemy would have us wallowing around in the mud of defeat. Use that time praising him, thanking him. Beloved, nothing dispels the work of the enemy as praise. If you're in spiritual warfare, just get alone with God and just begin to praise the Lord and just, you know, as with all of your might, with as loud as you can, if you're able. And then the enemy just cannot stand the praise of God, because he knows as hard as he's trying, you're not going to swallow his lie. You are going to praise God. Praise God for what he has given you. Oh, how great and how glorious are his blessings and gift. You know, such a stark difference from the world. We are a peculiar people, because when everyone else is wringing their hands with woe and evil and negative report, we can be praising God. There are proponents of the one world system, humanists, secular humanists. They're entrenched in every area of our society. And what happens? This brings about a rejection of God. And as a result, those who haven't learned, those who haven't heard about God, they, you know, try to help themselves. They do what they can. But man without God simply can't do it. This opens the door more and more to the devil attacking the minds of people. To put it more plainly, there is a battle going on around us and against every child of God. That is the cosmic battle between good and evil. Ezra deals with the return of many of the people from their captivity in Babylon, the rebuilding of the temple, the city, the reestablishment of social and religious practices. Remember, I shared it. It was on yesterday's broadcast. Ezra had prepared and set his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to inquire for it and of it, to require and yearn for it, and to do and to teach in Israel its statutes and its ordinances. Beloved, as dark and evil as the times grow, more and more we must depend and learn from the Word of God. And the return of Israel from their Babylonian captivity was hardly wholehearted. In fact, in the two groups, there were probably less than 50,000 people who found their way back, who decided to go back. And the first royal proclamation was made soon after Daniel had prayed that they might return. Do you remember that? He was reading the book of Jeremiah. And the second royal proclamation, is in the second half of the book. But the shocking part of all of this is the lack of genuine desire on the part of the people as a whole to turn from their captivity. Isn't that true? There are many. In fact, I remember a very poignant statement of Paul's. He says, "Demas loved this present world and has forsaken me." Perhaps one of the most promising young men who could have worked with the Apostle Paul. Instead, he loved this present world, Paul said. And he went back into the world, and that's true of many. They love the comforts, you know. They want to be saved, but you know, they don't want to be fanatic. But beloved, hear the word of the Lord. He that has ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. There is today, there is now a royal proclamation being given, and it is being declared and being proclaimed by the Lord himself, the Lord of hosts, the Lord Sabaoth, through his word and by the Holy Spirit to return to him. But multitudes refuse to return, and others are only half-heartedly trying to serve him. This does not mean that many will not do so, but in comparison to the multitudes, it's small in number. Beloved, there are two ways in this pilgrimage that we are on, this race that we're running, this highway of holiness that we're traversing. There's two ways for us to travel. One is the way of man, and this way brings bondage and death. And the other way is God's way, and this brings liberty and life. Many are willing to try and integrate the teachings of humanism with the gospel. They make it a social gospel. Beloved, it brings only a hybrid creation. It's not a new creation, and it's altogether useless. It is not only the Word of God, the unadulterated Word of God, but the Spirit of God that quickens that Word. The Word can kill, but the Spirit gives life. The secular humanist states that God can never save us. We must have to save ourselves. That's like, you know, the flame saying of the fire, I'm going to burn brightly without any fuel. It can't be done. Without God, man is lost. And for, you know, a number of years, we know that, you know, especially with the media proliferation and all the various kinds, they use various techniques and what they call subliminal messages to sell their products. And what are subliminal messages? Well, they're messages that your mind really can't perceive or your ears can't hear, but they're picked up by your subconscious. While the advertisers said they weren't trying to control the minds of the people, they were in fact attempting to push their products through this means. And it, to be honest, it really borders on mind control. And beloved, they are doing everything they can through the mainstream media, through our educational system, in every aspect, in every avenue. They are perpetrating and propagandizing the foundation, if you will, for the one world system. They don't want nationalism. They don't want borders. They are doing all they can to make, to return to what the effort was at Babel. You know, let us make a name for ourselves. And God says, you know, he came down to stop it. Well, he's going to come and stop the second attempt. And that will be at the return of the Lord Jesus. But beloved, we have, as Christians, as his people, the tremendous ability to pray. Prayer is the most important thing in our spiritual weaponry. It is our lifeline to God. It's the most important thing in the universe. It is our communion with God. And so I encourage you, beloved, pray. Make sure you're spending time every day with the Lord. Pray for one another. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for the unsaved. And if you have personal needs, know that this ministry is set up by the Lord for, 54 years now, to be able to stand as an intercessor and partner in prayer with God's people. If you are in need of the support of agreeing prayer, I'm here and available to you. We have a ministry of prayer and correspondence that has gone on as long as our broadcast ministry, and that's been since 1965. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Partners, I pray for you every day, and my radio family, you as well. And I'm asking God's richest and greatest blessings upon your lives. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.